And this news update is being brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe. And here on Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your Auto Value Parts store with a greatly expanded product line, as well as the AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider. Go to AVS Broadband and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news this hour. Four people escaped injury Sunday afternoon after a two-vehicle crash at a well-known intersection in Tuscola County. The collision happened at Deckerville and Cemetery Roads in Ellington Township. Investigators say a 21-year-old Kara woman was driving south on Cemetery Road when she reportedly failed to stop at a stop sign and entered the intersection. Authorities say her Toyota RAV4 was then struck from behind by a northbound Freightliner truck traveling on Deckerville Road. The driver of the SUV told deputies she saw the stop sign but accidentally pressed the accelerator instead of the brake. The Tuscola County Sheriff's Office says no citations have been announced and the investigation continues. Despite the impact, everyone involved walked away without injuries. The SUV driver was wearing her seatbelt, while the truck driver and two passengers were not restrained. Police say that fortunately none of the occupants in either vehicle required medical treatment. The Deckerville and Cemetery Road intersection's been the site of multiple crashes over the years, including a fatal collision last September that claimed three lives and injured several others. Authorities continue to remind motorists to approach the intersection with caution and obey all traffic control devices. And a Tuscola County citizens group is calling for additional safety improvements at several rural intersections after obtaining 911 call records through a Freedom of Information Act request. Citizens for a Stronger Tuscola say the records cover civilian 911 calls received between September of 2025 and May 22nd of this year. According to the group, three intersections tied for the highest number of calls, with 24 each. Herd's Corner and Deckerville Roads, Birch Run Road and M46, and Herd's Corner Road and Sanilac Road. Herd's Corner and Bevins Roads recorded 13 calls, while Irish and Birch Run Roads accounted for 11. The organization says it's been urging Tuscola County Road Commission to consider additional safety measures, including solar-powered flashing stop signs, rumble strips, and other traffic warning devices. The group also said it has requested information on status of any traffic safety study, including who is conducting it and when it may be completed. In its statement, Citizens for Stronger Tuscola criticized what it described as a lack of communication and transparency and is urging new leadership for the Tuscola County Road Commission. The Tuscola County Road Commission has not responded publicly to the group's latest statement. And a major shakeup is brewing in Lake Township. The County Election Commission has officially cleared the way for recall efforts against four local leaders: Supervisor Valerie McCollum, Clerk Lisa Clinton, Treasurer Nicole Collins, and Trustee Dale Hartzell are now all targets of approved recall petitions. The complaints, which the commission deemed factual and clear, range from budget disputes, specifically salary hikes, to allegations of dodging public town halls and violating open meeting rules. The clock is now ticking for the officials, who have until July 17th to file an appeal with the circuit court. If no appeals are filed by that deadline, the recall campaigns are authorized to begin collecting signatures. This decision follows on the heels of approval of the recall petition against Huron County Commissioner Steve Vaughn. Vaughn has appealed the Huron County Election Commission's decision to the Huron County Circuit Court, where a judge will determine whether the commission acted appropriately in approving the petition. Since the Election Commission approved Vaughn's recall petition, additional recall petitions have been filed against Scott Moss, John Hunt, and Sam McCurry. Meanwhile, Joe Murphy has resigned from office, rendering the recall against him unnecessary. The people are speaking up with the leadership they feel are not representing the will of the people in the township and the county. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
And we are back with a look at your obituaries for the hour. Larry Lee Williams of Elkton, age 81, passed away Tuesday, July 7th at Courtney Manor in Bad Axe. Larry was born November the 22nd, 1944. He was a veteran of the United States Air Force and was stationed in Port Austin at the now retired Air Base. While stationed there, he met the love of his life, Victoria Eden, and they were united in marriage on September 23rd, 1967, at St. Edward's Catholic Church in Kendi. Left to cherish his memory are his wife of nearly 59 years, Vicky, their two sons, Chris and Brian, their grandchildren, great-grandchildren, his brother, Andy, and his nieces and nephews. A funeral service for Larry will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, July 10th, at Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Visitation will take place at the funeral home from 3 p.m. until 8 p.m. on Thursday, July the 9th, and on Friday from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Burial will follow at the Riverside Cemetery in Elkton. Memorials may be made to the Century Oaks Public Golf Course. The family was assisted with arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Friends can share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at www.ransfordfuneralhome.com.
For 30 years, AVS Broadband has been your technology partner. Since 1996 and leading into today's fast, reliable fiber network, AVS has been helping families and businesses across the thumb stay connected. Because they're local, AVS Broadband understands the communities they serve and the technology challenges customers encounter. That's why AVS Broadband is committed to providing the right solutions to keep homes and businesses connected, cyber secure, and running smoothly. And when you need a little extra help, the AVS tech team is ready to assist your home or business with friendly, competent local support. Whether it's internet, devices, or networks, you'll have a trusted local partner by your side. With technical support available 24/7 and a commitment to quality service, AVS Broadband is here for you. Learn more at avsbroadband.com or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your technology partner for 30 years and counting.
And we're back with your national and international news. A catastrophic series of powerful earthquakes has ripped through Venezuela, leaving behind widespread devastation and sparking a massive humanitarian crisis. Acting President Delcy Rodriguez has officially declared 7 days of national mourning as emergency search teams pull more bodies from the rubble of collapsed apartment complexes and infrastructure. The confirmed death toll has tragically soared past 2,200, with thousands more injured or displaced. International aid convoys are scrambling to bypass heavily fractured highway systems to deliver clean water, medical supplies, and heavy machinery to the hardest-hit urban centers where time is running out for survivors. In a major legislative battle over the basic human rights of incarcerated citizens is taking center stage in New York today. Assemblywoman Para Soffret Forrest has formally introduced a sweeping bill to codify family visitation as a standardized legal right rather than revocable privilege across county and state correctional facilities. The push comes a year after heavy scrutiny following strict administrative lockouts during correction officer strikes. Advocates argue that maintaining a two-hour weekly limit isolates individuals who haven't been convicted of a crime, while opponents who worry standardizing the rules could stretch existing rural jail security teams thin. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe, as well as Huron Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your Auto Value Parts store with a greatly expanded product line, as well as AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider. Go to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.
Hi, this is Rick Kasiba from Huron Auto Parts. Why choose us over the competition? Because we don't just sell parts by looking at a computer screen. I've been repairing everything from power sports and cars to small engines and even race cars since high school. Put my four decades of experience to work for you when you step into Huron Auto Parts and get the right part the first time. Most of the time, the part is on the shelf and ready for you to take home the same day. And if not, I can usually get it by the next. At Huron Auto Parts, we understand. Surface is the difference. We get it.
Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe has multiple generations of experience providing parts for anything with an engine, whether you're point A to point B driver or pro. Huron Auto Parts has the knowledge to make sure you get the right parts the first time. And if you're a farmer, your machinery is your lifeline. With Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe, in most cases, they have the parts in stock on the shelf or can get it the next day, so that if and when a breakdown happens, you'll be back to work in no time. Huron Auto Parts, 203 Southport Crescent in Bad Axe.
Finding that missing shin guard, remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
And that's been a look at your news this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.